Hello and welcome to Music Phil's Crack the Beat. Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Jacob Meyer, and I'm here with my co-host, Tom Shanahan.
Merry 2022, everyone. We're going to kick this new year off with songs that inspire us. Jacob, what have we got today?
I have prepared Stravinsky's Firebird Suite. It was premiered June 25th, 1910, so it's over 100 years old, but this piece is one of my favorites, and I've been listening to it. Let's play it. Stravinsky's Firebird, The Infernal Dance of King Cachet.
Oh my God, that is a powerful piece of music.
Yeah, it's very pretty powerful.
I can imagine going down the street, pumping yourself up. Right, I'm going to teach these kids today some music. This is the stuff.
It's more the kind of thing I'd listen to before going out the door to get myself kind of ready.
Yeah, wow, that was something. That was something, Jacob.
What about you? What's been inspiring you, Tom?
Join me as we take a walk to a post office in a small city in Ireland, Cork. Home to the lovely Lee, the Four Liars, and now, for the first time ever, the Colleague. Accompanied by a good friend, Packle Bell, and his Canon in D.
Thank you. That is a beautiful piece. I haven't listened to it for a long time, Tom, but it's a very beautifully written piece. What do you think about Pachelbel's Canon?
I think it's probably one of the most beautiful pieces of music I've heard in my life, perhaps, or at least recently. I just want to give the year, because the year will make sense later when we talk about the next two songs. So the year is 19. That was recorded in 1968. By a gentleman called, his orchestra, called Jean-François Paillard, a French, I think, composer. And he brought the piece back from maybe obscurity, or from my brief understanding doing quick research on this. He brought the song, the piece, back to public consciousness. It wasn't so well known, and then this guy recorded it. And it's just sublime.
Is interesting about the piece, and this may be very obvious for me to say, but the style is Baroque. It's a Baroque style of composition, right? And in the Baroque period, use of counterpoint, which is a technique of combining two or more melodic lines in a way that establishes harmonic relationship, it's just done in a masterful way, because you've got a main melody. And then you've got this counterpoint melody that's changing and developing and building up drama, or building the piece up. So you're kind of pulling one melody out of this overarching melody. It's very well done.
I really like as well that this kind of culturally, this piece is used, I think, in both weddings and I think at funerals as well. For me, that evokes cycles of birth and rebirth, birth and death, rebirth, death, kind of like these cycles that we all go through in daily cycle of waking and sleeping. Or like longer cycles, like the 2-year cycle. I view things in 2-year cycles, like the start of that which shall not be named. And we're kind of, you know, dealing with it now. And for me, there's a kind of a cycle is starting again, where things are looking forward. Or even 10-year cycles, I was thinking there recently. The reason I picked this song, actually, is I was looking at very old videos from a personal YouTube channel I have. And I made a video of a collection of pictures that I took around where I lived in Cork, where I grew up. It was pictures going from more or less my house into the post office. And I just called it a walk to the post office. That's why I mentioned the post office at the start. And I put this song in the background behind it, all the pictures. And I was just listening going, I think I'll talk about that song. Because I see that as kind of like that period in my life back then when I took those pictures over 10 years ago. You know, I was kind of going through changes, and I kind of see now I'm kind of going through changes again, and some wonderful things have happened the last 10, 11 years personally in my life. But I can kind of see now I'm kind of cut that larger cycle of another 10 years. And I think this piece evokes that in my mind.
Tom, there are some surprise connections between your choice of song, and we didn't plan this ahead of time at all. But we're going to, we're going to move to Bob Dylan and Jimi Hendrix here.
Awesome.
There is a really wonderful piece of music, in my opinion. It's for a variety of reasons. It's All Along the Watchtower. It's a great song written by Bob Dylan in 1967, but really made famous, in my opinion, by Jimi Hendrix, Electric Ladyland, 1968. That's the album. And coincidentally, it's the same year of Tom's Choice.
Yep.
Yeah, let's take a listen first to Bob Dylan's 1967, John Wesley Harding. And I picked this song because I think the contrast between Bob Dylan originally writing this simple but really interesting lyrical piece of music and Jimi Hendrix pulling from that a unique and new melody that is just seems like it's come out of nowhere. It's actually another connection to Pachelbel's canon, which I hadn't thought about, but you have this simple tune and then you're pulling these contrapuntal melodies out from that tune.
Cool.
And adding something very interesting to it. And Hendrix kind of does that with Bob Dylan's piece. And I love that idea of, you know, renewing this music, transforming it. I feel like it's a very New Year's kind of way to look at music. So let's take a listen to Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower, just the beginning, and then we'll jump into Jimi Hendrix.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Yeah, what do you think of Bob Dylan?
I'm going to be honest with Jacob. I'm not the biggest Dylan fan.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
I find his voice goes under my skin and just kind of crawls around there for a little bit.
Ew. Ew.
Just, he has that, I know, some of his voice I don't like.
But I've got to say, but, I'm anyway. Not personally, in terms of listening, I don't usually go out of my way to listen to Bob Dylan. But what I do go out of my way to listen to is covers of Bob Dylan's songs, because Bob Dylan is, you know, he's really known as a lyricist. He's a songwriter.
Sure.
And his, you know, the way he puts together his lyrics, connects them with the melody and comes up with really interesting music. They're very coverable. They're very memorable pieces of music, I think. And they've been covered by a lot of people with better voices, more advanced instrumental technique.
Oh, careful now, Jacob. We're insulting Bob Dylan's voice. You're gonna alienate most of our audience there, I think.
I like Bob Dylan. I just I don't really listen to him. I'm usually looking for a more detailed oriented instrumentals. It's a little bit spare for my taste.
Sure. Okay.
But I think it's a great song. I love that piece of music.
Neatly brings us to the next chap we're going to talk about. The okay guitarist, I suppose.
He's all right.
You know, he's all right. You know, Jimi Hendrix, he's all right. It's okay. He's no Rory Gallagher, like, you know.
Yeah, let's hear it. Jimi Hendrix. And Jimi Hendrix put this out again on his 1968 album, Electric Ladyland.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will let nobody of it is worth.
Yeah, Tom, how do you like that? What do you think of Jimi Hendrix's All Along the Watchtower?
Jacob, did you know that Hendrix never died? Earth was just part of his tour.
Oh, really?
I was watching that on YouTube earlier and on my phone, and that was like the first comment underneath. Someone wrote that.
He's still alive out there.
That's a brilliant comment, like, you know.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. There was a really interesting moment for me just after his first solo. And, you know, and it's really exciting. And then the line is, no reason to get excited, when he comes back to the verse. That's kind of quite a contrast, because he's really jamming it on the guitar. And then he goes, no, don't get excited. Now, calm down. No
reason to get excited. It's a powerful line, though. Like, the whole thing is, like, for me, the last line is just cool. It's just a nice line. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching. The wind began to howl. Outside in the cold distance, a wild cat did growl. Very just visceral depiction of the scene. I can view it very clearly.
Well,
but I love what Jimi Hendrix did with the piece. I think the main point of the song is, in terms of the lyrics, is there are two different personalities which are dealing with something.
Right.
And they're trying to navigate that. That's in a very poetic way. That's what I can really take from it.
Okay.
Yeah. Tom, you have a really great song that you picked to play us out. It's a really cool piece of music, and I'd like to hear about it. Why did you pick this piece of music? What did you pick?
Again, in 1968. This wasn't planned, ladies and gentlemen. This is not planned. We just picked these songs out of the air in the last few days, and three of them happened to line up to be recorded in 1968. Anyway, I picked Dream a Little Dream of Me by the Mamas and the Papas. Good old Mama Cass. The reason I picked this, one, I really like this song. I was given this CD many moons ago by my life partner. A mixtape. I was given a mixtape when we were first going out, first dating. And she had put the song in. And now, I recently learned that it's from the 30s, actually. It's originally from the 30s, and lots of really famous people have done it. Like Louis Armstrong, Dean Martin, Ella Fitzgerald, a lady called Kate Smith. They've all done this song, but for me, when Mama Cass sings it, for me, that is like the one that really grabs me. Do you know? The way she sings this. And I read as well that when she was recording it, she kind of looked at the song and said, oh, this is really, it's a bit kitschy, you know, it's a bit, you know, a bit fluffy. So she thought, okay, I'm going to sing it as if I've just been handed it. I've just been handed the song. I'm in the 40s or the 30s. And I'm just going to pretend I've just been given the song, and I'm just going to sing it from my... And I think that really, whether that's true or not, that's something I just read, that really rings true, I think, in this song. I don't know. What do you think of the song, Jacob?
Well, let's listen to it.
Seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me.
me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Tom, that's a really great recording. I have to agree with you. I like the song. I know the song. I've listened to it before, but I haven't really listened to the Mamas and the Papas that much. And yeah, their guitarist is great. The piano playing is great. It's a really great recording. And her
drummer's
voice is
great.
Really beautiful. The drummer's great.
And that is a song I would really like to dance to.
That is a song we might put on the back burner as something to
Absolutely.
Investigate, because the harmonies are interesting, the lyrics are great,
and it was done in the
we
swing
should add
era
that to our list.
It was
swing
done in
era
the
piece.
Swing era,
yeah.
So we talk about all our great favorite actresses.
It's a great era of music, and I agree. It's, you know, I wish everybody out there a fresh cycle of rebirth, and I wish everybody out there renewal and a happy new year.
Happy New Year, everybody. And on that note, sweet dreams, everybody.